Hello, you alright?
Good, yeah, how are you?
Yep, really good, thanks.
Good, good. You all ready for the jog?
I have been packing.
Have you?
Yeah. I've got stuff just laid out on the bed behind me.
Can you fit it all in?
Well, I don't know yet, I've not tried. Funny story. So I went for the extra luggage upgrade, or at least I thought I did. So I bought the extra big bag and all that kind of stuff. But then on checking my receipts and stuff yesterday, it seems I didn't actually go for the upgrade.
Oh, no.
But I'm hoping I can pay for the upgrade. I think they've said you can if you overpack tomorrow when I get there. So
that'll be all right, yeah.
I don't have any choice because I've got the extra big bag anyway, so I might as well fill it and then see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, a few things left to do. Going for a short bike ride after this. Then got head into town to buy a few last bits and pieces.
Yeah. Got your sun cream, just in case.
That is on the list, yeah. I'm going to get one of those little stick things that are like lipstick.
Oh, yeah.
Put on your nose and stuff like that if it is. Not that the forecast is looking particularly sunny at the moment.
No, but still, it's good to have it. You never know.
Yeah, unfortunately, the first 2 days, or 3 days at least, are looking like a headwind, which is not supposed to be the plan when you're going from Land's End upwards. It's supposed to be tailwind.
So the first bit must be really hilly.
Yeah, the first day is the hardest or the most climbing in terms of going up.
Yeah.
So it's good to get. Well, that's where I've been training as well, really. So I should be one of the most prepared for it.
Yeah.
Ideally. It's weird because today feels like Friday because I'm going down there tomorrow.
Yeah.
But because I know on Friday I'm going down, I feel a bit panicky thinking it's today and I've got to rush and get things done. And then I realise it's actually Thursday and I've got a day extra.
That's
funny. A bit calmer. Yeah. It's weird. Strange feeling.
Yeah, I can imagine. Your brain does funny tricks on you, doesn't it? Things like that. Yeah.
I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight. Probably really badly. But
I'm sure when you get going into the cycle ride, you won't have any problems sleeping and catching up.
That's the thing. Yeah, I think I will be getting early nights because you have to get up early anyway.
Yeah.
It's all good. All good. So good, I've been automating the last final bits and pieces of Insanity Check that I've needed to get automated that have been hanging around for 2+ years, maybe.
Wow, that's good. Sounds like a good
result. I know I'm going to be offline for at least 9-10 days. So various reports that I kicked off manually are now automated.
Brilliant.
So Aunt Galvin will be impressed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Reduce those bottlenecks.
Exactly. Finally got around to doing the last few.
Brilliant. I need to do some of that still. So I made some good progress on it the past couple of weeks. Got a couple of things out which have reduced one or two of my bottlenecks by admin features that customers can do. So that's always a good result. Yeah.
You've hired a support assistant, haven't you, rather than fixing bottlenecks necessarily? So
well, yeah.
You fixed it one way.
Yeah, I fixed it one way, but always trying to make it so that she doesn't have to do them as well. You know, it makes it a lot easier. It obviously saves on time. It's been funny because like last week was fairly quiet. And most of the summer has been fairly quiet, but of course it's been go back to school week this week. So Monday was all right. It was quite a nice chilled out day. Got loads of development work done, enjoying it. And then Tuesday came along and kind of the shit hit the fan, really. It went a bit crazy. So obviously I don't know whether any schools went back on Tuesday, but the office staff and that were probably coming back in.
Yeah, there were 2 inset days at Sophie's school on whatever they're called, Monday and Tuesday. Then as well went back on Wednesday, so...
And a lot of like the private companies and committees and things that run clubs were all coming back. And so it just all went mental all of a sudden, right, all on Tuesday. But so basically since Tuesday, I've just mainly been working on support issues, which is a bit grim. But it's all right, you know. It's mostly queries and how to do stuff and, oh, can you change this for me and all that kind of stuff. So it's just a case of wading through it, which is good. Just keeping an eye on the servers because... There's obviously a lot more load now that everyone's coming back, just making sure everything's ticking over. And there's a little bit of a spike on Wednesday, signing out time on the registers, which is kind of normal, but it was a little bit higher than usual. But it's nothing to worry about at the moment, but I'm going to have a quick look at it to make sure I can, you know, if I can spot anything, then preventative measures to get rid of...
Cool.
Yeah, so it's good.
When did we last speak? It was a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it?
A couple of weeks ago now, yeah.
Any more sales or development since then?
No more sales. A few more demos. Frustratingly, I'm getting more no-shows. It never used to be a problem for me. I used to get 1 in 10, no less than that. But now there are quite a few more. I don't know why that would be, but it's getting a bit frustrating. So I'm not sure. I'm going to put some thought into what I can do around demos just to prevent that. Either prevent that or just switch from doing demos full stop. You know, just don't do them unless people really want them. I don't know what else I'd do, but I'm trying to think around that what to do, because it's a massive pain in the ass. If you've got like five demos booked in a day and three of them don't show up or two of them don't show up, it's a significant amount of time that you've prepped for each one that you just lost, you know.
Mm.
So are you still doing demos? I think you switched them back on again, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I did offer them, but no one, they're not really requested much anymore, which is good.
Yeah.
When I used to offer it in the app, they used to get requested a lot more. Now I send out as part of the welcome email just a link, bit of blurb saying, yeah, book a demo if you want. Here's the link.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're not really taking it. But do you, when someone signs up for a demo, do you request their phone number so you can chase if they don't show up?
Yeah, I do. And 9 times out of 10, I phone them up and it just goes to voicemail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I've only ever recovered a demo once that way. Most of the time, they just go to voicemail. So one of the reasons I'm a bit hesitant about it is that obviously it's been the summer, and so people are a bit less, you know, a bit more lackadaisical over the summer and perhaps a bit more easy to lose track of your diary and what's going on. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people don't even bother with a diary. You know, they don't even calendars or whatever, so they don't know when the appointment is. They're just trying to remember it. So we'll see. Maybe things will pick up and be a bit better now that school's back and all the clubs are back. But
at least you don't have time zones to worry about, which is what I've got.
Yeah.
At the moment, anyway.
Yeah.
So that's always interesting when people think they're booking certain times and it's a UK time and stuff like that. Although Calendly is supposed to sort that out, but yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult, isn't it? To because you rely on these things and you're hoping that they're going to sort them out properly. I'm not sure.
Still, I did. I signed up for. I sent you the video, the link over, didn't I, for Dan Martell's SaaS Academy.
I did have a look at that. It looks really good.
So I signed up as well. Well, just for more information about his, the one that gets you up to 10K in 3 months or whatever it is. Mm. Signed up for the call about that. And literally, I must have had an email reminding me about it every day, a text 3 days before it happened, and a text an hour before saying, are you still okay for the demo? So
that's probably not it's probably not a bad shout, actually, if you're keen to get
just
people onto
bombard them once a day saying, hey, and as well, he uses it as an excuse to send out a little bit of like a link to a marketing article and stuff like that. And it wasn't actually Dan Martell I spoke to, it was one of his assistant stroke sales guys.
Yeah.
So they've obviously got a process nailed down and automated that sends out every day, sends automated texts out saying, are you still okay for our meeting? And obviously, if someone doesn't reply to a text, then you can kind of worry more that they're not going to turn up or cancel it or whatever.
Yeah. That's interesting, actually. Yeah, that's quite a good plan, that, isn't it? There's obviously a balancing act between pissing people off and making sure that you get people to commit. But
that's better than you being pissed off.
That's true, yeah.
Well, the worst thing that'll happen, I guess, is they'll cancel it because you're annoying them too much. But then if they're not that interested and they're not likely to turn up, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm greedy, though. I like to try and get all the customers, you know, so even if they're being a pain in the bum by not coming up for a demo, I still want you to be a customer, you know, I'm still sort of rabid to get them on the phone. Yeah, you're probably right. Probably not worth bothering with if they're not going to answer.
I was trying to see, because what do you use to let people book?
Calendly.
Yeah. Do you just use the free version?
I do, yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Maybe on the paid version, there is some kind of reminder system.
Yeah, there probably is.
I imagine they must have something like that to make it worthwhile.
Yeah.
Having a paid version.
Yeah, I would have thought so. It makes sense, doesn't it?
So figure that out and let me know. And then,
I'll give you the playbook, yeah. It's funny. So since I came back from holiday, things have been pretty good. You know, I've been feeling pretty good, chilled out and all that. And I'm trying really hard to not work in the evenings. Before I went, I said that I was working not till too late, but still weekends I was doing some work as well. Since I got back from holiday, I've been just cut that out. And then it at least gives me the evenings to chill out, compress a bit for the next day. So I've still managed to keep on top of that. And that's working really well. So despite the fact this has been pretty stressy with stuff going on and support issues, and I can feel, you know, you can feel the load coming back on again and all this sort of stuff that you're worrying about that adds to the cognitive load all the time, and not getting the time to do the development work or the marketing work that I really want to do, and I've started to line up. That itself builds that stress, you know. So it's really good. It works really well for me not working in the morning. I've got a bit more get up and go rather than waking up again, you know. I'm going to try and keep that going.
You should book something else to do, like your next holiday as well, so you know you've got that period of reset coming.
Yeah.
Whether it's half term or something like that.
Yeah, we have got something planned for half term. I'm going to visit my granddad off, so we haven't booked anything idea. So yeah. But yeah, just keeping the evenings free is good. You know, we started to watch the Peaky Blinders.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that?
I watched the first couple, I think, and then for whatever reason didn't carry on. But yeah. I know a lot of people have recommended it as well.
Yeah, that's I've never watched any. We hadn't watched any of it, and so we started with series one the other night. So that's quite good for an evening. Sit down, watch an episode or two of that just to take your mind off everything. Yeah, quite enjoy it. So
yeah, we watch The Blacklist at the moment, and what were we watching? Designated Survivor on Netflix.
Ah, I've heard about that. Yeah.
That's good. Blacklist is on Sky, and our Sky subscription's ending in the next couple of days, so we're gonna lose the ability to keep up with that. But it's been going on for so long now. It's like series six.
Oh, right.
And you kind of thought it would end after one series, but so we'll miss that. But yeah, there's plenty of other good box sets out there.
Yeah.
Well, the difficult thing is when you finish a box set and it like the series ends or it comes to its conclusion or whatever, is finding the next one.
Yeah.
It's always difficult to
to
find another good one.
And the thing that puts me off as well, if I like Peaky Blinders, I think it's up to series five now, and that puts me off because I think shit, I've got so much to watch to catch up to the latest, you know. I know it's box set, so you can watch it when you like, but it's kind of off-putting seeing there are so many episodes to watch and thinking I really want to spend that much time watching telly. But I guess you can dip out of it.
That was a good thing about Unabomber. I don't know if you've watched that one. That's on Netflix, because that was that is just one series,
right?
And I binge watched that in the end. I think I watched the last four or five episodes in an afternoon. So that one's really good because it's true story, or based on a true story. And about you'll really enjoy it, actually. I won't say much about it, but yeah. I think
I'll have a look into that as well. Not that I've got much time for
this afternoon. If you're bored, just go binge watch that.
Yeah, forget the dev work, support issues, marketing. Yeah. So I mean, the big thing is that it's like one box set at a time. Just an hour a night is plenty, I think, watching.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. So I'm able to try out my new running shoes now.
Oh yeah, how's it gone?
I haven't tried them out yet, but I'm able to because they're a birthday present. So now I'm able to.
Oh, it's your birthday today, isn't it? Happy birthday!
Yeah, no, thank you.
I saw that on Facebook.
It's not a big event these days.
I think we recorded last year on your birthday, didn't we?
Did we?
Maybe.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. but now, yeah, so I'm officially allowed to open them now. So I may go for a run this afternoon, or maybe tomorrow. I'm not sure.
Oh, you've got to, yeah, definitely this afternoon.
Yeah. If I've got time and I don't have to do any crappy support issues, I'll definitely get out for a quick half hour run.
But these new running trainers, I'm expecting you to hit the 1:30 target, the half marathon.
Yeah, pressure. Well, I'm aiming for that, actually. I would like to hit that target at some point.
If you actually trained, I think you'd have a good chance.
There's a lot of work to do to get there, definitely. But the stuff is the speed work to get faster is stuff like interval running and things like that, isn't it? Get faster. Other than that, it's so much. It's not as much fun as just going out and running, you know, doing all that proper training.
You've got to do a mixture of it, haven't you? So
yeah. But that one run a week that you then dedicate to running, doing interval, a bit dull. Maybe if I'm that keen, I should do it.
You know, if you're a proper internet entrepreneur and so forth, you'd get a coach.
Get a coach, yeah.
Yeah, you need a running coach, Martin.
Nah, that's what YouTube's for.
It's what Tim Ferriss would do.
It's what Tim Ferriss would do. It's not what I would do. I don't know how much they cost. I mean, it must be expensive to hire yourself a running coach.
I don't think, unless you paid for one to go with you for every running session, but it's more about planning out the training sessions you need to do.
Oh, I see. Right.
Then you reporting back and committing the commitment of doing them and stuff.
Yeah, accountability.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Not too much about that. I've got enough to worry about without putting pressure on the running as well as everything.
Yeah.
So you're right. So I mean, I'm chuffed that you've got this stuff automated for sanity check. That's going to make
takes the pressure off you as well.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you to look after my server and stuff. So.
Yeah. No, that's no worries. But that's good. So I mean, is that going to save you quite a bit of time from now on?
It will. Yeah. Well, just a bit of having to check stuff every now and again. So. I would get an email come in saying, oh, this report's been requested. So then I'd end up stopping whatever I was doing and going onto the server and kicking the report off. So that's all automated now. So I won't have to have those interruptions into my concentration or whatever.
That's really good.
I won't have interruptions into my procrastination, so I can procrastinate properly without getting interrupted.
Yeah, that's for me is a really big thing is those little bothers like that and little bits of task switching that really can affect you quite a lot, I think, more than you realize until they're gone and then you realize you've got free time. So yeah, that's good.
There's a couple more things I need to do to sort out, but they can wait till I get back. So, but yeah, it'll be nice just to see how much time or concentration is saved just by sorting these ones out. I know when I did the kind of raft of work before when Ant said to us on Twitter, giving us a stern talking to about fixing our bottlenecks and harming our future selves, which was good, actually. It kind of kicked me into action. I know when I fixed loads of things on that, it saved me a lot of time. So, yeah.
That's good. Good. Are you still doing any of the SEO work?
Yeah. So I guess that's what I'm doing during the day and what I get interrupted by with these reports.
Right.
So, or report requests. So it'll be nice to be able to concentrate on the SEO work. It'll probably get done a lot quicker because I'm not interrupted so many times during the day.
Have there been any? Sorry, I'm picking your brains now about SEO. A few weeks ago, my Google search results started to look a bit different. Has there been some sort of an update recently?
There's updates every week, to be honest. Yeah.
Everything looked bigger all of a sudden.
They do some testing. You might see stuff that only they're testing on you as well,
right,
or it's like a small subset of people.
Yeah.
But there were things where they made certain fonts bigger and the font of the URL bigger and things like that. So
that's right. That's what I noticed. That's good, because I was worried that maybe, you know, customizing the search results based on my age, so they decided to put the text a bit bigger.
You're lucky you got there, because that was going to be my next line. I know your birthday's coming up, so they're making the font bigger for you.
I did actually think that when I first saw it.
It's when you can only see one search result at a time on your screen, that's when you've got to worry.
Yeah, that's it. It's quite funny, because I did think, have I zoomed that screen in? Is that why it looks bigger? I was getting all these sorts of paranoid feelings about my eyesight.
Has it gone back to normal, though?
No, it's still like that. Still do a quick search now, actually.
Maybe it is age-related.
I mean, it's not a massive, you know, it's not a massive change, but definitely noticeable. Yeah, it's definitely noticeable. So basically, the links themselves in the search results are really big.
Mm.
And then there's that's interesting. So what seems to have happened is the link, you know, that it used to be at the bottom of the search result entry, you'd have the link to the actual, you know, the physical link. That's now at the top, and the title of the search result is below it. Is that what you see?
So yours is complete. No, mine's still the same.
Wow, that's really
mine goes title, link, meta description.
Yeah. Anyway, it's besides the point. Slight digression.
They're probably trying to make it look all messy, and then their ads look all clear and pristine at the top.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Yeah.
And look like they make sense. They're just trying to add confusion in so that you click ads. I don't know if you've seen the people on Twitter recently. It's obviously gone on for years and years, but you having to bid on your own brand names and things like that.
Really?
Because competitors are bidding on your brand name and so on.
Yeah.
And now 37 Basecamp are getting in more into marketing. And so Jason Fried had a rant the other day about, you know, this is a protection racket type thing. Why have you got to bid on your own brand name?
Yeah.
Because if you try and bid on Google, which is a brand name, you can't. It's a protected brand name.
Yeah.
But obviously any other one is fair game.
That's interesting. I thought that was the case for any brand name years gone by, that it was protected. Obviously they can't know everybody's brand name, but certainly, you know, the big ones, Unilever or somebody like that, and you'd get into trouble if you try.
I think you can file a protection thing if you do have the trademark, but I don't think you can file against misspellings and things like that even.
Right.
And obviously Unilever, who perhaps spend millions or billions on Google Ads, they're going to take more notice of than some SaaS companies and so on.
Yeah. It's a dodgy world out there.
Dodgy, yeah, indeed.
What marketing strategies are you using at the moment? Have you got anything in particular?
Bit of Google Ads. Everything has been on pause, really, marketing-wise, for the past couple of weeks while I'm getting ready for this bike ride. Yeah.
Have you found most, Google Ads working for you still?
It's not great. I need to go in and double-check. I might turn it off. Actually, that's a good point. Let me just note that down. Turn it off while I'm away. There's no point in having it running.
Because I run Google Ads as well, just on a really sort of nailed-down set of keywords, just really so that I'm at, you know, top of the search results for those. And it's not been doing its job really recently. I don't know whether.
Yeah, whether I think I'm not if I enough, turn it off, I won't notice any difference. Most of my trials and customers come from word of mouth, recommendations, and kind of mentions on other people's websites and SEO newsletters that get sent out.
Yeah, because I'm about to start doing ads again, so I'm going to more focus into it. So hopefully I'll work out why, make some changes to work out do about improving. Remarketing is something I want to have a go at as well. Which I did do for a while and didn't monitor it, so have a go at that. I think it's all going to be paid marketing for me. I mean, there is quite a bit of word of mouth for people recommending the product, but obviously you want to get those people that won't be in those groups that hear the word of mouth, so wait out some more, throw out some more ads, I think.
Mm.
Let's see how we go.
Cool. Right, I better think about going. I got a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah, no worries. That sounds good. So good luck for the Le Jog, it's called. That's right, isn't it? Le
yeah,
Jog.
Right. Yeah. Land's End, John O'Groats.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck for that.
I will hopefully be putting up a live link so you can track my progress.
Oh, yes, do that. That'd be good.
I'm going to test it out now, actually. Are you going to be sat at your computer for the next hour or so?
Yeah.
After we finish this, if you give me your email address, then... Oh, actually, I know what it is, don't I? Then I will add it in, because I think you only get an email alert when I start doing a ride.
Right.
And what I need to check is that it's the same link each time.
Oh, okay.
So you can just, like, open it again each day. If it's a different one, it'll be... Because I want to basically create one link and then be able to share it just on Facebook so everyone can look at it if they want to.
Yeah, that'd be good. And we can stick it on the notes for this episode as well.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. Yeah, yeah. Of course, thanks as well to everyone who sponsored, who listens to the podcast. Really appreciate the support. And
you've raised quite a bit, haven't you?
It's up to 9,200 nearly now.
That's brilliant.
So there's a collection boat thing that's been imbued that will hopefully add another £400-£500 to it. And then Andy Barr's been helping with some PR yesterday and today. And so a couple of Cornwall Live and Devon Live, the websites that go alongside the newspapers, they published a couple of articles yesterday.
That's
and I think
great.
Click Sergeant are going to publish a write-up as well. So
fantastic.
Should get to the 9,800 target, hopefully.
Yeah. Are you going to give it all back if you don't make it?
You've got everyone's paid now.
Yeah, it's bank done. Account, it's
so
a done deal.
Going to charity. Children's charity. You can't be that mean.
You're going to make it. I'm sure of it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Well, you've done the training, haven't you? So there's no reason why not.
Done most of the training, yeah. As long as there's no mechanical or joint issues are the things I'm worried about, I guess. But yeah, we'll see.
Take your cod liver oil.
It's a bit late for that now.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, good luck with it. I hope it goes really well.
Thanks.
And I'll be monitoring you. That's for sure.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Cheers,
Nick.
Cheers, Martin.
See you.
Bye.